letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. In a harbor, Netflix presents. Tanker ships are moored to the docks. A Netflix original film. A small truck drives along the pier. A Jeff Wadlow film. It passes through a gate. A man with a weapon turns toward it. The driver gets out. Subtitles. Mason Carver was hired to kill me. He shows up, you kill him first. The general hurries off. His men train their weapons toward the gate. The general flags down a helicopter.
Come on!
One of the men peeks through the wooden planks on the gate. A truck plows through another gate. The men fire on it. The driver, Mason, gets out and rolls to the ground. He fires at a man's leg. He drops another man. Shoving aside a rifle barrel, he shoots several more. An attacker swings. Mason uses the attacker as a shield. He drops his gun. Mason wrestles with another and takes his gun. He drops the last attacker and drops the gun. Cut to black. White letters appear. Memoirs of an International Assassin. The word true appears before the first word. The O has crosshairs in it. Mason darts through the containers. A man aims an RPG. The rocket hits him. Smoke billows. 50-gallon barrels fly. A large blood spatter appears on a container. The scene reverses. On a computer monitor, words are deleted. RPG disappears. In a plaid shirt, the writer who looks like Mason types.
Okay, RPG's way over the top. What is the next move?
With glasses perched on his nose, he rubs his hands. On the docks, Mason walks to the barrels. He sits back in his chair.
What would he do next?
Mason sits on the stacked barrels and yawns.
What's up, man? Are we doing this?
The RPG guy walks over.
What's he gonna do?
Hey, catch you later.
K-Bar tactical knife.
Mason races through the containers. The RPG guy draws a knife.
Let's light this candle.
He charges. Mason evades. A kick to the thigh drives the guy to the ground. Another kick sends him flying. The attacker resumes the assault. Mason ducks a swing and flips the guy and disarms him. The thrown knife sinks into the guy's chest. Mason hurries off. At the helicopter, the general grabs a bound woman. He glares at Mason, who sets his jaw and runs. The woman strikes the general. He climbs in. The helicopter lifts off. Mason leaps in. They wrestle with the general's gun. A shot kills the pilot. The helicopter spins. The gun falls. The helicopter's tail hits a crane. The general hangs on, feet on the skid, one hand on the frame. They eye the gun. Mason grabs the cargo netting and charges. The two sail out. The general falls and lands on a railing. The woman watches. Mason hangs on to the netting. She reaches for him. He climbs. Mason grabs the yoke.
What are we gonna do?
Crash! Hopefully in the water!
We can survive that?
The writer stares at the words.
Let's go with it for now.
With all my strength, I pulled the yoke. It was sluggish. I knew we didn't have much time. Losing altitude. Going down fast. The helicopter blades scatter the letters. The helicopter hits the water. The two break the surface. They swim off. They run from the water.
Thank you, Mason.
Smiling, he stares at her. The writer removes his hands from the keyboard.
Oh, signature line time. What do you say to a beautiful woman whose life you just saved?
She frowns and looks away. The writer rests a length of pistol barrel against his forehead. He taps the muzzle under his chin. He aims at matchboxes and fires. They fly off a cluttered credenza. The writer gets up. He sweeps up BBs. A wall is covered with photos, dates, and locations.
I got nothing.
It is crisscrossed with red string. He walks past with a laundry basket. In a hall, he pushes an elevator button.
Wait. Hold it. Thank you, Sam.
No thanks needed. Just doing what any man would do.
She knits her brow. He stares off and wrinkles his nose.
Let's just say you owe me one. Let me see you.
I'm sorry, are you still talking to me?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was thinking what I would say to a beautiful woman. Sorry. I didn't. Not that you're not beautiful. This is a different one. This one's in my head.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming too. I'm not following you now.
She gives him a quick look. In an office, in a gray suit, Sam studies part of an automatic weapon on his computer. A man in glasses passes.
Whoa, Larson. This isn't some kind of disgruntled employee thing, is it?
No, I'm not disgruntled. I'm totally gruntled.
Now I'm going to need these home electrical fire tables on Monday.
Excuse me, wasn't Jerry supposed to do these?
And Jerry, all right. Here's the deal between you and me. I never should have hired Jerry in the first place, but what am I supposed to do, right? I mean, that's my wife's brother. Not to mention, I accidentally texted him a D-pic, which was meant for Jill the intern. You've seen her, yeah? Right, no, I know. Anyway, the point is, he's got me by my Bert and Ernie's.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm about to finish my book, and I just wanted to take the weekend, polish it up, you know, and make sure it's as accurate as possible.
Right, okay, how about you just make sure that these are as accurate as possible? I mean, that's why you get paid the big bucks. I'm kidding. I know you make less than I do. Good stuff. Fire tables. Monday.
Let's stay athletic, people. Stay athletic. Mind and body.
They run from the water.
Thank you, Mason.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Frowning, he stares at us. Sam taps the delete key.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
In a gym. Wearing gloves, Sam punches a dummy with red tape on its head. Mason punches his foes. Sam kicks the dummy. Mason kicks. His attacker clutches his groin. Sam headbutts. Mason headbutts. Mason picks up a guy and spins. Sam throws the dummy, which almost hits another man. The man walks away.
Sorry, Miss Lowenthal.
In his apartment, Sam starts a stopwatch. He field strips a handgun. 21.60 seconds. He flips and catches the gun. Words appear. A K-bar knife. Mason faces the knife-wielding guy. Another attacker rushes from behind. Mason punches. The attacker's gun flips. Mason catches it and shoots the guy with the knife. Words appear. Gun fell into my hand and I fired.
Never bring a knife to a gunfight. Works.
Sam cuts an apple in half with a K-bar knife. Subtitles. Still need a signature line. Sam throws a knife into a dartboard. In a pool hall. Subtitles. Beautiful weekend, Amos. Didn't notice. Your Hebrew is almost as good as your Spanish.
Here's some Italian for you.
Thanks, I owe you one.
I know you're good for it.
Sam shoots pool.
If a Mossad agent had to crash land a helicopter into the water...
You know I was just an analyst, right?
I'm not asking if you had to. I'm asking if a field agent had to.
Samuel, when was the last time you had a date?
What do you call this?
Two putzes in a pool hall.
Yeah, well, last night I saved a beautiful woman in Tangiers.
Well, you better be careful. You don't want the best things in your life to happen to your alter ego.
Yeah, well, right now my alter ego's on a helicopter about to die. Now, come on, I bought you lunch. Fill me in here. What's up?
A field agent wouldn't crash a copter. He would jump out. Better chance of surviving a fall than a crash.
Yeah, but wouldn't the fall kill you before the crash?
Well, it depends on the height and how you land. There's a story, and I don't know how true it is, of an assassin so deadly that he eliminated over 30 high-value targets in his short career. They say for his final mission, he was hired by the Brits to poison a Venezuelan general in 88. So the operative escaped in the helicopter, but they shot it down. And most believe that that was the end of him.
Oh, but he lived.
Well, there are some who think that he jumped out before the helicopter crash, and he survived. Yeah, they say he is out there somewhere, living in the shadows. To this day, they still call him the Ghost.
Words appear. The Ghost.
No, but personally, I don't believe any of this.
The ghost.
Samuel, that part is just between us. That is not for the book.
I know, of course. I wouldn't think of it.
Did you hear what I said?
I heard you.
Sam nods. At his computer. I knew we only had one choice.
Are you sure about this?
Better chance of surviving the fall than the crash! Just gotta wait for the right moment!
They fly over houses.
Now!
No, I really don't think I can!
Mason shoves her and jumps into the water. The helicopter hits and breaks apart. The two break the surface. They run from the water.
Thank you, Mason.
He puts a finger to her lips.
Call me the ghost.
He walks off. Sam types, "The end." He bites his lip and nods. Sam removes his glasses. Behind him, the printer spits out pages. Words appear, 6 weeks later.
Hey, Mr. Larson. Hey, William.
Sam opens his mailbox. He removes a letter and manuscript, Memoirs of an International Assassin, a novel by Samuel J. Larson. The manuscript is stamped, Return. He closes the box. In his apartment, he hangs up his bag and opens a desk drawer. He drops the manuscript on top of other letters stamped Rejected and handwritten, Needs more character development. He sits at his desk and faces a row of windows. Day turns to night. Sam lies on the couch under the windows.
Hello?
Samuel J. Larson, this is Kylie Applebaum, publisher.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in any more subscriptions. Thank you.
I'm not selling. I'm buying. Not literally. I'm taking a commission, literally, but I'm definitely not selling.
I'm confused.
Your book. Can you meet me at work tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
At Starbucks.
So this is your office?
Offices are for assholes. I work in the cloud.
Oh.
She looks up.
Okay.
I want to publish your book.
You do?
And I'm not changing a word.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, I'm just gonna need you to sign first. Use your finger.
Okay, I should probably have my attorneys take a look at this, and then...
You don't have attorneys, but that is sweet that you made that up. Yes, I have your best interest at heart.
When would this come out?
As soon as you sign. Virtual publish, print to order.
Like Amazon self-published.
Like Amazon self-published. That is amateur hour. This is the big time. You ever heard of Twilight?
You published Twilight?
Now, if I published Twilight, I wouldn't be talking to you. This is how the next Twilight's getting published. Okay, you know what? Maybe this isn't the best fit.
I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. Look, please sit down. I'll sign.
Initial there. And there. One more there. I was wrong. One more. Okay. And sign there.
Skinny chai tea. Oksana? Oh, that's me.
Okay.
Oksana?
Oh, yeah. I never use my real name. This place is a den of wannabe writers. Oh. So... I'll send you the proceeds, less my commission, and congrats! You are a published author, my man! All right.
With her coffee and tablet, she leaves. Sam walks a crowded street. On the phone...
You're talking to a published author. Online, Mom. I sent you the website. Yes, they know about it. I'm not going to get fired. I'm not going to lose my benefits, Mom. Would you please look at the site? What do you mean it's not there? Come on, Ma. It's right here. It's under... Nonfiction.
At Starbucks.
True Memoirs of an International Assassin? You said you wouldn't change a word.
I didn't. I added one.
An important one.
It just felt so real. The details, the research. It's an impressive story.
A made-up one?
You needed social? I got it. But dang. 10,000 downloads already.
10,000?
10,000.
That's 100,000.
Not yet, but maybe soon.
So people think I'm a hitman?
Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Aren't you?
No.
So you say.
This is crazy. I'm not the ghost.
Don't. I know that you're not.
She tilts her head.
You think I'm lying?
No.
She raises her brows.
Stop doing that, please.
What?
That thing with your eyebrows.
Look, nobody cares about a fictional book about an assassin, but a true story of an assassin? Now that is how you move. Tree.
What is that?
Five large. Your profits. Let's come here.
Peppermint mocha with a double shot for a Min Lee.
Oh, that's me. Go to Jay.
At his apartment building.
Hey, Mr. Larson. Oh, hey, Sam. I didn't know you were a writer.
Yeah. Where'd you hear that?
Oh, you know how everybody in the building talks.
Not really. No.
Raj, on 5, sent a Snapchat.
Oh, I'm not on the Slapchat.
It's Snap. Never mind. Congrats.
Thank you.
You gotta tell me, though, the whole assassin thing, it's BS, right?
Well, I could tell you, but...
In the elevator.
Then I'd have to slit your throat and watch you bleed out.
Her smile disappears. She sticks her hand between the closing doors.
I'm gonna take the stairs.
Yeah, I didn't...
Come on.
In his apartment, he checks the site. Books sold, 22,380. Sam slips the bills from the envelope. At the pool hall.
Ooh. Hope you're hungry.
Amos turns away.
Okay. This is where you say I owe you one, and I say I know you're good for it.
I told you the ghost was not to be shared. This is real life, Samuel. People could get hurt.
You read my book.
Of course I read the book. I thought we were friends.
Look, I'm really sorry. I changed the details. It was supposed to be fiction.
Why do you write?
I want to be an author. A published one, but not like this.
No. Why do you spend all your time doing it?
I don't know. To escape, I guess.
Well, then, you are wasting your time. Stop writing other people's stories. And start living your own.
Amos walks away. At Starbucks.
Look, Kylie, I can't do this anymore. I gotta tell the truth.
I booked you an interview with Katie Couric.
On network TV?
What, are you 80? No, streaming live.
I can't come clean to Katie Couric.
Who said anything about coming clean? Just promote the book, make us rich as hell, and then atone for your sins in a follow-up to Katie.
My sins, did I hear you correctly?
Yes, you did. The Katie Couric.
You don't understand. I betrayed a friend and I lied about who I am.
So did James Frey on Oprah.
That guy's a fraud.
And a gazillionaire. Look, if you don't want to do it, I've got 10 authors who would give their left nut to get on Katie.
She stands and stares at him. The sales counter, 55,000 and counting. Computer progress bars, download complete. In a studio.
Is it warm in here? Because it feels very, very warm.
Just spoke to the executive producer. So it's going to be a softball segment. 2 minutes tops. Katie hasn't even read the book.
Okay.
Go get him. Great to meet you, Sam. I have heard so many nice things about you. You good?
Yeah.
You take care of everything?
They've been so nice to me.
Good. Well, anything you want, just ask. Well, not anything, but...
Thank you so much, Miss Kirk. Appreciate it.
Oh, please, call me Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Katie.
Just breathe.
Yeah, right. Right.
This is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Feels fun.
Katie? An assistant shows Katie a marked copy of the book.
Kylie?
10 seconds.
Where's the timetable that doesn't match the dates?
God, Kylie.
No.
Can someone find my publisher, Kylie Applebaum, please?
This is going to be
great.
Don't worry.
I wasn't. Should I be worried?
Love the book. Great.
Katie jots a note in the margin. She removes her glasses.
For years, Sam Larson was known simply as the Ghost, but now he's telling all in his new book, True Memoirs of an International Assassin. Sam, thanks for being here.
Hello, nice to see me.
Do you mind if I read a passage from your book?
Why do you need... You're gonna...
Killing became easy for me.
I told myself that I was making the world a better place, but in my heart of hearts, I knew the truth. I was addicted to death.
Miss Kelly?
So, Sam, let me ask you. Are you still addicted to death?
Can I just I just, before we start, I just got to the bathroom. Is there a bathroom? Do they have a bathroom? Do they know it in the outside? Is there a bathroom out here?
We're actually live.
I know, but I this is also live, and I got to make it happen. Excuse me.
He runs off the set.
This is bad.
Allison, is that him running?
Outside.
Taxi!
And now he's apparently getting into a cab.
You know how many books this is going to sell?
Go, 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 go!
Sam removes the portable mic.
Just keep on driving, please, fast.
Here we go.
Pass him.
Sam enters his building in a car across the street. Boy. Subtitles, he's here. In Sam's apartment, he tosses his keys and throws his corduroy jacket.
Hello?
A man drops a black hood over Sam's head. He forces Sam on the floor. A second man injects Sam. Cut to black. Fuzzy images. Black. More images. Black. Sunlight filtered through clouds comes into focus. Black. Sam sits in a chair. His hands are cuffed. The cuffs are tied to a cable on a ring bolted to the concrete floor. He wakes. A wet spot is on the floor.
Is that blood? Hey, there seems to be some kind of mistake here.
Armed men enter. Last is a bearded man with a cigar.
I don't think there has. Mason Carver.
Oh, no. There definitely has. Mason Carver, he's not real.
No, but the ghost, he is very real. Although I did imagine you to be a bit, longer.
You're pro them gorillas?
Yes.
I'm in Venezuela.
Very good.
But I'm not the ghost.
Of course you're not, eh? I am El Toro. Although you already knew that. Just like you knew that there was a Venezuelan general that was assassinated by a sniper in the late 80s.
Oh, no. See, I changed that for the book. He was actually poisoned.
He was, which is something only the ghost would know.
El Toro slams a foot on Sam's chair and draws a knife from his boot. He frees Sam's hands.
Thank you. Thank you. My hands are getting all numb and prickly, the needles. But please, you gotta understand. I'm a writer, who does lots of research. But I'm not the ghost.
Exactly what the ghost would say.
I promise you got the wrong guy.
You know I know that you are the ghost, my friend. Because if you are not, I will kill you. I will cut you slowly and painfully with my knife. So painfully that your ears will fall out and spill out on the floor. Then I will grab them and place them on your chest. And then I will place your hands over them like that. Something I like to call the Venezuelan embrace.
I am him. I am a ghost.
I knew it. Él es el fantasma.
So what can I do for you?
You, my friend, you are going to kill the president of Venezuela.
Words appear. Mission, kill the president? Outside.
2 days, our so-called president will throw himself an inauguration ball to celebrate his fifth unelected term. And there, he will take his life. And in doing so, he will send a message to the people that greed and corruption will not be tolerated.
and that the revolution has begun.
I understand completely. It just seems you got quite a few resources here.
Wow, is that a 50 cal? Yeah, it's a 50 cal. Why not do it yourself?
Oh, because not even I, El Toro, could reach the man in his palace. For that, I need someone with your unique talents.
First step would be reconnaissance. I would need a vehicle and a map clearly indicating where the nearest airport is located.
Oh. Why would you need that?
Because once it's done, I'll have less than 90 minutes to leave the country.
Out of the country?
When it's done.
90 minutes. Okay, you're right. You will need a car and a driver. My second in command. Psst. Oye, drive him.
Nice to meet you.
You are not the ghost.
He is the ghost, Juan. He's the ghost.
He's not the ghost. And when I prove it, I'm gonna kill him myself.
I must apologize for Juan. He's a bit of a wet blanket. Well, look.
With a frown, Juan holds the truck's door. A satellite image. Sam gets in the truck. In a surveillance room.
That idiot is dead.
So incredibly dead.
Voice analysis is back. Named Samuel Larson. He published a book claiming to be, get this, an international assassin. We should probably pull him out, put him on a plane home.
How the hell would we do that?
Because we're the CIA?
You almost got me. You almost got me.
You know I like messing with you, man.
Honestly, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Bet you a Benji he's dead in less than 48.
Double he doesn't make it to breakfast.
Yeah.
They put money on the table. Juan drives the truck. Sam looks out the open window. Juan glances at Sam. In town, trash lies at the base of a graffitied wall. On a building's balcony are stacks of car bodies. Laundry hangs on railings. A street has a concrete barricade. Men in uniform walk the streets. Makeshift houses are next to concrete block houses. Cars move quickly on a freeway. The truck travels the freeway. Words appear. Caracas, the most dangerous city in the world. Juan parks. He pushes Sam into a building.
Come on. From here you do your reconnaissance.
In an apartment.
So I guess I should get started. I'll see you in probably in a few hours, I guess.
Where you go, I follow.
Look, Juan, we seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot here.
No, I'm on the right foot. The foot of you and not the ghost.
What makes you so sure of...
The ghost would never have been kidnapped so easily.
It's a fair point, but, you know, maybe I want him to be kidnapped.
Or maybe you're a fraud.
Juan pulls his gun.
And a liar. And maybe I kill you right now. So what is the ghost going to do about it?
It's a good question.
Sam slaps the gun aside and slams Juan's head against the table. Juan grabs a knife. Sam picks up a glass bowl and cracks Juan in the head. Juan rises and swings. Sam backs away and rolls against the sink. Juan's swing connects with the cabinet door. Sam levers Juan over his back, takes the knife and throws it. With the knife in his chest, Juan collapses.
So? What is the ghost gonna do?
He's gonna pee. I gotta pee.
Around that corner to the right.
Sam splashes water on his face. He winces, then breathes. Juan sits on a couch and consults a file. Sam slips through a door. Juan looks up. Closes the file, then slides it under the cushions. Sam opens another door and steps onto a balcony. He looks down on the busy street below. Juan wanders down the hall.
Widow!
Sam looks over the balcony. Moving away from him, the building and the city beyond. Juan opens the bathroom door.
Open up! Open up!
The room is empty. The door to the balcony is open. Juan hurries to the balcony. Sam slips from behind the interior door and locks the balcony door. Sam races off. Juan breaks the glass in the door and unlocks it. Sam races down the stairs. Juan sprints through the apartment and follows. Sam tips a motorcycle parked on the landing. He steps from the building. Juan falls over the motorcycle. Sam looks around. He hops onto a motorcycle. A man dashes after him. Juan emerges from the building. Sam avoids an oncoming car. Sam speeds off. In the street, Juan clenches his jaw. At the National Police Station, Sam sits with the detective.
They're going to kill the president.
Who is?
Pro-Dem guerrilla, some guy named El Toro. They tried to hire me.
They tried to hire you.
Well, not the real me, the fake me, from my book, True Memoirs of an International Assassin.
If that is the fake you, then why does it say true in the title?
It's just to sell more books.
So can you show me a copy?
You got a computer?
The computer's not working today.
You don't have one working computer.
You don't have one copy of your book?
It's a virtual book.
Huh? Then it's not a real book.
No, it's real, but it's real, okay? It's just online. It could be the next Twilight. Do you know Twilight?
Oh, I know Twilight.
It could be the next one. Can you just take me to the embassy?
Outside a graffitied building, the police car parks.
This doesn't look like the embassy.
It's not the real embassy. No.
The surveillance camera observes Sam, the detective, and a policeman enter the derelict building.
You sit here. Make yourself comfortable.
Subtitles. I'm calling him. On a cell phone, a policeman moves away.
See.
Subtitles. See, he says El Toro hired him to kill the president.
We're gonna be here long?
Subtitles. Masovich wants to see him at his house in half an hour. The camera records. Subtitles. He doesn't pay me well enough to be at his beck and call. You want to tell him that? We'll take him to Masovich, but not before this gringo gives me a much-deserved bonus.
Okay. You need to get me some money. Some next Twilight size money.
He hands Sam a cell phone.
Yellow?
Kylie. Hi, it's Sam.
Ghost with the most. What's the word?
I'm in Venezuela.
Sure you are.
I'm doing that eyebrow thing right now, BT Dubs.
I'm telling the truth. I've been abducted twice.
Kylie knits her brow.
You are so method. I love it. I can't wait to find out what the ghost does to get out of this one. Oh, gotta go. That's me. I'm Curtis.
She ends the call.
Nothing. I got nothing. Oh, I need to hear about a large sum of money, or your face is going to be nothing in three.
No, come on, please. No.
What? The second guy pulls him away.
No vale la pena. Llevamos
a la casa de Masovich. Déjalo. Let's light this candle.
Sam charges, fist raised.
What was that?
I don't know.
Ah, that hurt. Oh, that hurt.
This is going to hurt more.
No.
A truck plows through a garage door. As it spins, the rear collides with the policeman. He flies into a parked truck. The detective fires at the driver, who rolls out of the vehicle and shoots him in the foot. He hops off and takes cover behind some pallets. The female driver offers Sam a hand. The policeman charges. She hits his head with her gun, grabs his arm, and fires behind his back at the detective. She kicks the policeman and fires at the fleeing detective. With an arm around his neck, she throws the cop on his back, applies a leg hold to his arm, and fires again. She slugs the policeman with the gun.
Gotta move on, Cupcake.
Sam runs after her. She drives him out the jagged opening and speeds down the street.
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Rosa Bolivar, DEA.
She flashes a badge.
I've been trailing those cops for the last 2 weeks. They're on the payroll for a heroin-smuggling Russian oligarch named Anton Masevich.
Who's that?
A heroin-smuggling Russian oligarch. Did you not hear what I just said?
No, I'm sorry, okay? Thank you for saving me.
I don't do this job for thanks.
That's a good signature line right there.
Why does Altoro think that you can kill a president?
It's just a misunderstanding. I'm a writer. I create characters. This one here is not me.
What's your name?
I'm Sam.
I'll tell you what, Sam and Cheese. I'm gonna get you out of this.
Oh, thank God. Thank you very much.
You're gonna do me a favor first.
Anything you need.
You're gonna meet with Masevich.
That's not gonna happen.
Your two friends back there told Masevich that you would be at his place in 15. If you don't show, he's gonna know something's up.
What does he want with me?
That's what you need to find out, Honey Baked.
She parks across the street from a large house.
It's that one with the huge gate.
I'm not going in there. The one with the guards. And is that a Doberman? Yeah, they got Dobermans walking around. No, I'm not going to be buried in Venezuela. I'm not going in there. If I go in there, I will be murdered in the face.
She slaps him.
Look at me.
And grabs his shirt.
Breathe.
I'm breathing.
Not like you're drowning. Slow it down. Breathe. If Masevich wanted you dead, he would have ordered those cops to execute you. He didn't. They were going off script when they started shaking you down for money. Find out Masevich's interest in El Toro and the president, and I'll get you home safely. Masevich needs to believe you are an assassin.
He stares, brows knit. She glances at the house. Sam strides down the long drive and passes a silver Maserati.
I'm so gonna die.
Subtitles, Detective Garcia sent me. A large man opens the double doors. A bald man in thong and silk robe appears on the staircase landing.
I'm Anton Masevich. Come outside. It's a beautiful day. How about a nice cold Zima?
The bald man walks off. Sam glances at the guy at the door, then follows. They descend steps to the pool.
They're fun girls, huh?
Yeah, I can tell by all the splashing.
When this is over, you can have whichever one you like.
What do you mean when this is over?
Come, take a seat.
Rosa spies on them.
How are you connected to El Toro? The truth.
El Toro wants me to kill the president. He thinks I'm an international assassin.
And? Are you?
No, not even close.
I'm sorry, Mr. Masevich. The Zima shipment was delayed. I brought you Smirnoff ice.
Don't worry about it, Paolo. Why they only sell Zima in Japan is beyond me. Am I right?
You are. I mean, I totally agree. I mean, if you want to be global, you got to be accessible. You got to be, you know, you got to be able to reach out, Paolo.
Rosa drops her head.
I'm blessed to be kept swimming.
Most of the time. El Toro is a terrorist who's brainwashed his followers. He's a major concern to my business interests in this country. I've tried to flip his men in the past, but they'd rather die on the sword. What about you?
What about me?
Do you want to die on the sword?
No. I don't want to die on the sword or, like, on anything else. I don't...
Wonderful. Then you kill him for me.
I'm sorry, what?
Kill El Toro. He trusts you, so you can get close to him.
I'm not an assassin.
Well, so you keep saying, but you clearly have the skills. You disabled Detective Garcia, and you came here, which suggests to me that you are sure of yourself.
Look, I promise, I'm not sure of myself. You know, when they ask paper or plastic, I'm even like, whatever's easiest for you, you know?
Sam glances at a guard.
No obligations?
Yeah, your modesty doesn't fool me. I give you a choice. You can use your unique position for evil by killing the president, starting a war, and bringing this country to its knees. Or you use it for good. For me. By killing El Toro.
I just want to go home.
How is everything, Mr. Masevich?
It's great. Paolo here has known me since I was 5 years old, isn't that right?
It has been my pleasure to serve you and to watch you grow into a strong man.
My father hired him when we came to this country almost 40 years ago.
so nice.
Paolo nods. Masovich shoots him. Sam's face is splattered with blood.
But he should have restocked the Zima. I can find you in a second. Don't let me down like Paolo.
The word president is deleted. Mission, kill El Toro? Masovich gets up. Cocks his gold gun and walks away. Satellite surveillance observes two girls trail after Masovich. It moves closer. Sam sets his drink on the table and is escorted by a guard. At the CIA.
Oh, you're not gonna believe this.
Is that Masovich's place?
You know what this means?
Double down on our bet?
Well, yeah. But also, if he's met with two of the three kings of Caracas, we should probably tell the third.
And I should probably download his book.
In Caracas, outside the U.S. Embassy, Sam steps from a cab. Rosa steps from her Jeep.
Forget about me, bacon bits. So Masovich must have just had a nice chat with you and then said you could leave the country. No strings attached.
Yeah, well, it made me one string.
Yeah, I know. I heard the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I'm getting out of here. I just saw a man get murdered. Actually, in the face. So I'm going to the embassy.
Go ahead. Yeah. I promise you, you go in there, you will die.
He pauses by the metal gate.
The guy's got eyes everywhere. Even here.
He looks up at the building. She parks on a narrow street.
I want you to kill Toro. This is good.
But this is insane. I'm not an assassin, now I got two contracts, too. How is this good?
Because it confirms Anton Masovich is protecting the president. All I have to do is prove it, and then I can have them both extradited.
In a restaurant.
The president's all about the high life, which Masovich is obviously financing with this drug business.
Look, if El Toro wants you to take out the...
He glances at a waiter.
Take out the president. Why don't you help him do it?
Because, McRib, my job is to uphold the law, not break it.
Okay, can you do me a favor? Can you stop with the names?
Sorry, I didn't know you were that sensitive.
Yes. I am sensitive to dying. I'm different that way. My mother would be like, why are you scared to death? Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm allergic. It turns out I'm allergic. I'm allergic to death.
I understand. This is a scary place. But if you want to make it home alive, you've got to get out of your head and get in the game.
Sam sits back in his chair. The waiter makes a call. Subtitles. He is here. The two CIA agents enter the presidential palace.
This guy has the attention of El Toro and Masovich?
Well, it seems that way, Mike.
Hey, cut that mug shit right now, Slick. It's either my real name or El Presidente.
Relax, Miguel. We all know you grew up in San Diego.
Well, maybe Masovich and El Toro believe this guy actually is legit.
Well, is he?
No, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know that for certain.
I will interrogate this Sam Larson. It is, after all, a matter of national security.
Si. Have General Ruiz talk to him.
Fine. But don't make any other moves. We've all worked way too hard to maintain the balance of power in this dump.
Dump?
Yeah, dump. Come on, Mike. You hate this place as much as we do.
I know, but do you have to keep reminding me?
Yes.
The agent retrieves his phone from the president.
This is the address to my safe house.
At the restaurant.
I'll pick you up tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Don't even think about going out. Masovich owns half the cops and controls the airport. You can't risk being seen.
Yeah, but you got backup, right?
I'm a one-woman operation.
Yeah, but I gotta believe that the U.S. government knew what was happening down here.
CIA wants to maintain the status quo, nothing more. I learned my first year down here that if I want to do any good, I have to do it myself.
Sounds kind of lonely.
La cuenta, por favor.
Don't worry. It's on me. Your gun. Now.
Rosa hands her gun to Juan.
You're coming with me, ghost.
Juan, I'm not really sorry about locking you out.
Move.
What if I don't?
Sam kicks Juan and forces his gun hand away. The shot hits a fan, ricochets off the jukebox, and hits Sam in the head. Sam falls. Rosa slumps.
I said move.
Where are you moving?
Rosa smacks Juan in the head with a beer bottle. He turns and swings. She ducks and punches his groin.
Let's go.
He grabs Sam and falls against a table. Juan draws a gun.
I don't like to fight women.
She slaps his hand, whips a leg over his head, and drops him. She trains the gun on him.
I can see why.
He grabs her hand and propels her onto a table with his foot. On his feet, he grabs her. Sam spins Juan around and slugs him in the mouth. Juan touches his bleeding lip. Rosa hits Juan with a table leg.
You and I aren't done yet.
Looks like we are.
The waiter aims at her. Juan retrieves his gun and grabs Sam by the arm.
You follow us, and you die.
Outside, Juan shoots the Jeep's tire.
You're not gonna kill her.
I'm a freedom fighter, not a murderer.
But you said you'd murder me.
For you, I will make an exception.
Let Mike and General Ruiz know they just left Cafe Luna.
Cleveland reads Sam's book.
Cleveland! Look alive! Come on, man.
Sorry. You know the Ghost was hired by the Brits in 88 to take out the leader of that last coup, General Sanchez?
Actually, I didn't. But I guess that makes sense. MI5 definitely wanted him gone.
I mean, either this guy has some crazy contacts, or he might actually be the real deal.
Just call General Ruiz.
Where are we going?
Back to his dodos.
But I didn't have a chance to kill the president.
We both know you won't.
That's not true.
It is. You are a man of words, not of action.
I punched you.
You punch like a small child.
It hurt you.
It tickled.
No. I'm sorry. I saw your eyes. They got all glassy, like you were about to cry. Like a small child.
I'll spank you like a small child.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you try and see what the ghost does?
You are not the ghost.
Really? Where's your gun?
Juan takes it from his holster and aims it.
Like I said, all words.
Sam places both hands on the gun. The clip falls.
Oh, maybe I am the ghost.
Juan hits him on the head.
Really? Oh, man.
Now it is your eyes that are glassy.
Juan peeks around a corner.
What is it?
The army.
Oh, is bad?
You're a rebel trying to overthrow the government. Doesn't get much worse.
Juan forces a door and gestures to Sam. The camouflaged vehicle passes the closed door. The two peek through gaps.
We wait here till night falls.
That's your truck right there across the street.
If they see us, they'll shoot us on sight.
Yeah, and if they find us here, they'll shoot us here. We gotta go to the truck.
Not a good idea.
Come on, Juan. Get out of your head and get in the game.
Hey!
Sam runs off. Outside. He sprints across the street, then stares at the truck's door. From the building, Juan waves the keys. Uniformed men exit a vehicle. Sam raises his hands. Juan watches. At the palace, Sam sits alone at a long table.
El baño?
He glances at two guards behind him. General Ruiz enters.
El baño, por favor.
Ruiz puts a finger to his lips, then stares out a window.
El baño, can I?
Don't talk.
What is your involvement with El Toro and Anton Masovich?
Masovich wants me to kill El Toro, and El Toro, he wants me to kill the president. Confusing, right? I wasn't going to do it, by the way. I would never kill the president.
Took El Toro long enough.
Excuse me?
Ruiz sits.
El Toro's been turning the people against the president for years. Let me guess. He wanted you to do it at the inauguration ball.
Yes.
So cliché.
I thought so, too. It felt a little on the nose, you know?
Listen, Mason, Ghost, whatever your name is.
Sam. My name's Sam.
Sam. I had a tiny cat named Sam.
That would be a kitten in the States. We call it a kitten. Kitten.
Thank you. Listen, Sam. Forget all those offers. The president needs you to help him take out Masovich.
Masovich? I would thought El Toro's. I'm just lost.
Words are deleted. El Toro, kill Masovich?
If El Toro needs you, then he clearly can get to the president on his own. Masovich, on the other hand, has had his claws in the president for years. The longer the president appeases Masovich, the greater the chance that he will be exposed and disgraced.
Yeah. I just want to go home.
And I will get you home. If you do this, will you kill Masovich?
I really don't want to. So.
Then you will be tried and executed for plotting to assassinate the president of Venezuela.
I'll do it, though. I mean...
I'm happy to hear that. What is your plan?
I'll do it at the inauguration.
Really? Same place you're going to kill the president?
If everybody thinks I'm going to kill the president, no one will suspect my actual objective. And with Masovich's bodyguards all outside during the party, he will be at his most vulnerable.
Are you sure it will work?
Already did. Islamabad, 02.
CIA observes.
Afghan arms dealer. Never made it home from the state dinner.
I like how you think.
He's talking about Chapter 12.
Why would an actual assassin write a book about being an assassin? It's beyond stupid.
Or is it so beyond stupid it's brilliant?
No, it's just stupid. That's it. Look, I'm taking this guy off the board, all right? I'm gonna go get the C4.
Oh, don't start with the C4. We can't kill an American.
Well, not directly.
At Masovich's.
Traitor!
He is an international assassin. Of course he's gonna go with the highest bidder. And right now, that's General Ruiz.
You really should read his book.
I want every cop in the city looking for that pig. And when they find him, I want him to die a long, painful death.
Understood.
And tell Paolo to bring me another Zima and clean this up.
You killed Paolo, Jefe.
Blood spatter hits Cleveland.
What the hell, Anton? You can't just shoot someone in front of us. At least wait till we leave. Damn!
All right. Whole night's ruined.
He steps over the body.
That's just... Something is really wrong with him.
I know.
In the head!
I know, it's not even...
They leave. In Rose's safe house, she studies a huge wall of photos and sticky notes. She retrieves her gun and checks the peephole.
How did you get here? Did anyone spot you?
Well, why don't you take a look at me and then take a look at everybody else who lives here? I'm gonna say, yeah, I think I was spotted.
He studies the wall. She sets two beers on the coffee table. He uncaps one against the table edge.
I could have done that myself.
She holds an opener.
I opened it for you. It's not a big thing. Wow, so this is your case against Masovich, huh?
5 years of my life.
Wow, looks a lot like my place.
Yeah, except the stuff in my walls is real.
Yeah? How's this for real? I just met with the president's number one advisor.
General Ruiz.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get a meeting with him?
How I get most of my meetings here. I was abducted. Guess who he wants me to eliminate at the inauguration ball?
Masovich.
Bingovich.
Outside, the sedan parks. Detective Garcia, wearing a brace on his foot, and three other men get out. With weapons, they creep toward Rosa's safe house.
So I gotta ask, why are you so obsessed with taking down Masovich?
The country would be a lot better off with him behind bars and President Cueto out of power.
I mean, why you?
Because my parents grew up here. Because the DEA assumed I'd fail. And honestly, because if I don't do it, who will?
It just seems so dangerous, you know? You're down here by yourself. Is it really worth risking your life?
He scans the photos on the wall.
We're all gonna die.
He turns to her.
Not all of us get to make a difference.
I know I certainly haven't.
Garcia bursts through the street doors. Another man takes a sniper position on the second story of an adjacent building.
If I could get the president to admit on tape to ordering the hit on Masovich, I could probably get them to turn against each other. Maybe get one of them to flip.
You're definitely gonna get yourself killed.
The sniper flexes his hand. Sam moves to the wall.
Not talking about me. You. Tomorrow night at the inauguration, Wearing a wire.
Oh, no.
This could be your chance to start making a difference. I promise. I won't let anything happen to you.
My shoulder!
The sniper flees. Rosa and Sam hit the floor. The three enter the empty room.
What about that? What did you happen to me? I'm not dying.
You're not dying. Shut up.
You shut up. I'm sorry. Have you ever been shot before?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, I got shot square. Okay, I'm definitely dying. I can't feel my thumb.
In the next room, Rosa pushes an armoire. Garcia and the men approach. Sam moves to the kitchen sink and disconnects the water supply. He leaves the lower cabinet door open. In an adjacent room, he turns off a lamp, lays it on the floor, and crushes the bulb with his heel. Garcia nears. Sam moves the lamp closer to the doorway. He and Rosa sneak out a door behind the armoire. Garcia steps in the doorway. The guy behind reaches for the light switch.
No!
Hurry up! Come on, I've got to go back at the mission.
Wincing, Sam follows her at a run. At the mission.
So let me guess, the hero from your book used that trick with the lamp.
Well, no. The last actuary table I ran was on home electrical fire, so we can thank Trent's D-Pick. That sounds very, very weird. Because you don't know Trent, and it's weird on its own.
She bandages his shoulder.
Wouldn't a hospital be better?
Can't go to a hospital. You don't get it, do you? Those guys were cops. Masovich owns this city. I wasn't joking when I said the DEA wrote me off. I've been down here on my own forever. I don't have any more resources. That was my last safe house.
Well then, how would I be getting to the inauguration?
What are you talking about?
I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'll wear a wire.
No, you're right. It's too dangerous. We gotta get you out of here. Mission's over.
Mission is not over. The ghost doesn't just walk away.
You are not the ghost.
You said it. You said get out of your head and get in the game.
Sam, we almost died tonight.
We're all gonna die. Not all of us get to make a difference.
We'd need a small army to protect us while we got ready.
I think I know where to find one.
On a dirt road in the jungle, a lookout takes aim at a jeep. Sam and Rosa get out and raise their hands.
Tell El Toro the ghost is here.
A wooden gate opens.
It is the ghost!
The one and only.
No. And who is this?
Rosa Bolivar. DEA, idealist, patriot. She's a badass. She's a big fan of yours, too. You know?
El Toro hugs Sam.
Ah, my shoulder, man. I got shot.
Oh. Ah. Que bonita. I have thousands of followers all over Venezuela, but I cannot think of anybody that could be as beautiful as you.
He kisses her hand.
I get it. Okay, let's focus on what's important here. Yours truly just received a personal invite to a certain black tie event.
You see? What did I tell you?
That's right, Juan. The plan is in motion. Tomorrow night, I'll be in position to take out El Presidente. But there is one catch. Anton Masovich is trying to kill us.
The Russian Moby?
Yeah.
Screw him.
Well, if you want me to take out the president, I'm going to need you and your men to help keep us alive.
Anything for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Anything for you. Oh. And anything for you. Come. Mi casa su casa.
We got our small army.
Now let's get you ready for the ball, Cinderella.
They follow El Toro into his tent. Nighttime.
No one's going to be able to bring a weapon into the palace, so if you can steal one of these from President Chagard, use it.
Sam shoots a bottle.
You're a good shot.
Spend some time at the range.
Don't get me wrong. You're good, but you're not as good as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, why don't you try this on?
He spins the gun and fires.
That's really cool, but totally not practical.
No, you can use that in the field.
Bullshit.
I used it in my book.
Sam, we're about to do is...
I know. It's not a book.
Let's just call it a night.
Wait a second. You're worried about me.
No.
Yeah. That's why you're a one-woman operation. Why you push people away with the nicknames. If you're on your own, you don't have to worry about losing anyone. You can't get hurt.
How did you know?
I'm a writer. I noticed the details.
He sips a beer. She sits on a crate and drinks from her beer.
It was just really hard when my first partner died.
I'm really sorry.
He sits facing her.
Then I lost two more in just 1 year.
Three? Three of them died?
I mean three here. But before that, I lost two while I was on assignment in Mexico.
Five of your partners, they're dead. Five of them?
They call me the Jinx. Back in D.C., no one will work with me.
He rubs her back.
Come on, don't cry.
Like everyone who touches me dies.
He removes his hand.
You're messing with me, aren't you?
She sips.
I thought you noticed the details.
You are good.
Hell yeah, I am. Pick this up. Let's go.
El Toro writes. Juan drops files on his desk. Subtitles, as requested. El Toro peruses the file. Photos of Rosa. Subtitles. Turns out she's been trying to bring down Masovich for years.
My kind of gal.
In Masovich's mansion, words appear. Day of the inauguration. Correct typo. Inauguration.
They disappeared into the jungle. Government tried to follow them, but they were gunned down.
Masovich stands still before a mirror.
El Toro.
Turning in a circle, he aims at his henchmen. He wears a white dress shirt and yellow briefs.
I pay you a lot of money, and you have failed me again. Next time I see the ghost and that DEA... bitch! I'm gonna kill him myself.
He walks out, black sock garters holding up his pale hose, at El Toro's camp.
Thank you.
De nada.
Ah! Yo.
Sam descends steps in a tux.
Get a move on, Cupcake.
In an off-the-shoulder green gown, she takes his arm.
From my private collection.
He gestures to a silver Bentley.
Listen, I know you don't need luck, but I will say break a leg. The president's leg. Then his other leg. And then carefully, but painfully, rip out his still beating heart and hoist it above his corpse like this for the entire party to see.
I was thinking something maybe a little quicker.
Whatever works for you. Until next we meet.
Rosa opens the driver's side door.
I can do that myself.
I opened it for you. It's not a big thing.
They drive off.
Stay close to them. Let me know when it is done.
Tonight, we take back our country.
It's my country.
El Toro pats Juan and walks off. Sam drives through the compound gate. In Caracas, the sun sits low in the sky. Lights on, the Bentley travels through the city. Rosa attaches the wire to Sam's jacket.
Isn't El Toro going to be pissed when I don't do what I said I'd do?
Once the president's prosecuted and his corruption's exposed, El Toro will thank you. Testing, testing, uno, dos, tres. Testing, testing, uno, dos, tres. Remember, I need the president confessing to ordering the hit on Masovich.
Is that all?
And don't get killed. Like my other five partners.
I know you were messing with me.
Was I?
Don't you start with that.
At the palace, guests head to the entrance. Inside.
You go left, I'll go right, locate the president, and then meet back here before you make contact.
She moves off. Ruiz joins Sam.
I trust all is proceeding to plan.
tomorrow our Russian friend won't be feeling very good.
Because he'll be dead.
That's what he's going for, yeah.
With a drink, Masovich leans on a marble column and observes. He slams his glass on the waiter's tray, which falls.
It's clumsy of me. I think I've had one too many. Thank you, my friend.
Masovich takes the broken wine glass stem. Sam wanders. Masovich keeps pace at a distance behind him. Sam approaches the dance floor. In a white tux, Masovich closes the distance. A tattoo of two twined snakes adorns the base of Masovich's bald head. The sharp edge of the glass gleams in his hand. He charges. Rosa pins his arm behind his back.
Anton, let's dance.
I thought you'd never ask.
They tango. Sam takes a glass from a waiter and gulps it.
I'll take that, sir.
Get in here.
I'm more capable than you total things.
I'm actually glad you're here, man. I'm kind of freaking out.
You will kill the president tonight.
Yeah, no, of course.
Otherwise, I will. And then I'll kill you.
Juan moves off with his tray. Sam gets out his phone and texts.
Oh, come on now, Kylie. You don't hear from me.
I died in Venezuela. Masovich jerks Rose's hold from his arm, spins, and cuts her forearm.
Tango. The vertical expression of a horizontal act.
Hello.
Ghostface Killer. Got your text. You're kidding, right?
Kylie, it's not a good time.
Rosa grabs Masovich's wrist. He drops the glass.
I'll get you horizontal, but it'll be in a box.
He spins her away and back, picking her up and flipping her.
Forgot to ask, where's the manuscript for your next book?
No, I can't do this right now.
Rosa spins along the floor, then is back on her feet. The guests watch.
Shall we take this upstairs?
Ooh, you about to assassinate someone?
I gotta go.
Could this guy be more of a mouth breather?
Well, I think his everyday Joe appearance is all a part of his cover. Think about it. You'd never suspect a guy who looks like that is an assassin.
At the CIA.
Which makes him the perfect assassin.
They eat popcorn.
You really think this guy's the ghost?
I bet you a year's salary he kills the president tonight.
Easiest 17 grand I ever made.
The president pauses by a buffet table.
Mr. President.
Oh, fellow American, how nice. Don't you just hate the food here? I mean, it's all Mexican. Man, I would just kill for some of the mini hot dogs right about now.
Hey, Juan.
You know him?
I call him all Juan half the time I'm right. Juan Valdez, go to the kitchen. Order me up some of them pigs in a blanket. Pronto, gracias, hombre.
The president stares intently at Sam.
I know you. I do. You're that author that Katie Couric outed. Man, you and Sarah Palin. That KC, she's the real assassin, huh? Have you seen the autotune they did of your interview on YouTube?
No, but you know what? Maybe you have an offer you can show me?
Dude, yes, come.
Upstairs, in a bedroom, Rosa removes her heels.
Will this work?
I hope they can get blood out of the carpet.
He backhands her and shoves her against the wall. He chokes her. She slugs him and delivers a roundhouse kick. He lands on a long table. She attacks. He blocks the blows. She elbows his neck. He cups her head and drives his knee to her face.
Mr. President, I was hoping to talk to you about Anton Masovich.
See,
in the president's office.
I made sure I'd Xena for that little pain in the ass.
Man, I so hate all of this.
He gestures to his large desk.
There are times when I really want to put a gun in my mouth. Have you ever had a job like that, Americano?
Actually, I did.
Rosa shoves Masovich off the table with her foot. He rolls off the coffee table.
I wish you'd take a bribe like the others.
Sorry, I'm not that kind of girl.
She leaps and with her legs flips him. She kicks him. He flings a leg and drives her away. He catches her fist and hurls her against a mirror.
Gracias, put down. I'm starving.
Juan sets a tray of canapés on a table.
Juan, cerveza, por moi, s'il vous plaît. Ciao, ciao.
Of course.
Juan eyes Sam and tilts his head toward the president.
What if I could make your Masovich problem go away?
Pig.
Sam takes the offered pig in a blanket.
You mean, like, go away?
wherever.
He sits.
Just say the word.
Sam sits. Masovich throws Rosa against the four-poster bed and chokes her.
I don't care, you're a woman. I'm still gonna kill you.
She pushes him aside with her leg.
Good to know you're an equal opportunity douchebag.
He bites her calf and frees himself. She throws him off the end of the bed. He crawls to a piece of the bedpost and throws it. She deflects it. He hurls a statue. She ducks. She charges. They fly to the window. Subtitles. There's a disturbance outside. Luis, find the president. Who is with him? He was last seen with the Mr. Mason Carver. Luis, he flipped. He's trying to kill the president.
Didn't General Ruiz already talk to you about this?
Talk to me about what?
The thing.
What thing?
The thing. The thing that you're asking me about.
I was asking you about what?
About our little friend.
Which one?
Masovich.
Oh, so what you're saying, if I'm clear...
I want you to kill Masovich. What is wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong. Everything is great in the world.
Wait.
The president stares at a gap in Sam's shirt.
Is that a wire?
Hmm?
In your shirt there.
No.
Sam
no,
covers
no,
his shirt.
No. It's an iPhone headset.
I see your headset. I see the wrong one.
No!
The president stares and chews. Sam fiddles with the cord. The president swallows.
That is definitely a wire.
Outside. Rosa emerges from the shrubs. Masovich bursts out. She runs. He grabs her ankle. She kicks him in the face. Inside.
It's okay.
It is?
Yeah, it's okay.
He sits behind his desk.
I knew that this was going to happen eventually, that I would get caught. Man, I hate this place. I saw Miss San Diego in the perfect weather. Instead, I'm stuck with this. I can't get out. I hate all of this. I hate the people. I hate the food. I hate that lion, the way it looks at me, and I hate soccer. Go Padres. I hate my life. Most of all, I hate myself.
He drops his head on the desk blotter.
Hey. This is not the end of the world. And lift your head up and you look at me. Now, I'm telling you, look, I got caught doing something wrong too.
The president picks his teeth.
But I'm gonna tell you, I am a better person now. Okay, you can still make a difference.
Too late for that.
It's a big misconception. I'm done. Oh, that's a gun. No, please. No, stop. Please, no!
The president falls. Sam turns around.
Oh, this is bad. This is very bad.
Masovich and Rosa crash through the window.
He shot him?
No!
Is he dead?
I think he's still breathing.
You!
Masovich grabs a bust. She kicks it away.
CPR, you know everything!
Yeah, about taking lives, not saving them!
Masovich pins her leg, picks her up and bashes her on the desk.
Give me the gun!
Sam offers it. Masovich jerks her up and applies an arm lock.
Hey!
Say goodnight, bitch!
Ruiz enters. Sam shifts his aim to Ruiz.
Goodnight, bitch!
She leaps and spins around. Sam lowers his gun. She shoves Masovich. Ruiz fires. Masovich falls. Sam's empty hands are raised.
Arrest that man for the assassination of President Cuerta.
The guards take Rosa and Sam.
I didn't do anything. I did not do it.
The president lies in a pool of blood at the CIA.
He did it. That son of a bitch actually did it.
Pay up.
Outside, the guards place Rosa and Sam in an armored vehicle. Sam spots Juan on the phone. Subtitles. It is done. The vehicle's doors close. A caravan drives off. In El Toro's camp, he addresses his gathered troops. Subtitles, the president is dead.
¡Que viva la revolución!
He raises his hands. The troops raise their weapons in the air. In a street, a rebel throws a Molotov cocktail at a barricade. People pump their hands in the air. A brick breaks a window. Fires glow in Caracas. Smoke rises. The caravan rolls on. In cuffs, Rosa and Sam sit alone. She rests her head on her hands. He looks over at her. Her cheek is bruised. He nods.
Ghost! You did it.
El Toro, what are you doing here?
There's nothing to worry about, my friend. I have made a deal with General Ruiz. And Juan here, he has something to tell you.
Oh. No, look, hey, we don't
Juan,
need to do this.
Tell him. Tell him.
I doubted you the whole time, but I was wrong. You are him.
Him who?
The ghost.
Yes, the ghost. And as to you, Agent Bolivar, I hope he was right before when he said that you are a patriot. Will you help me make a real difference here?
I will.
Fantastic. Juan is going to take you up to the compound and bring you up to speed. Your input will be very valuable to me.
Thank you.
De nada. Juan, please, take her. And you, my friend.
They embrace.
You were right with me. But we have much to talk about.
Wow. So this is a revolution, huh? Man, I'm really starting to like Venezuela. Maybe I'll even get a timeshare.
El Toro raises a gun.
Or not. Either way.
I'm really sorry to do this, Fantasma.
What about the whole us riding together thing?
You know too much, now you must die. But you will live in our hearts and minds forever.
But I'll be dead.
But you will live forever. You will be a legend and we will write songs about you.
But I won't be here.
Murals will be painted in your honor. Choirs of children will be singing and dancing in the street, praising your name.
I understand that.
You will be an icon of the revolution, worshipped for generations to come.
Yes, but I will be dead.
Yes, you will be dead.
Put the weapon down, El Toro.
CIA, we're part of the deal with your buddy Ruiz, and I'm going to need this one alive.
I need him dead.
Well, actually, you don't. State Department just called. Sam Larson's getting a free pass home. Yeah, we're as shocked as you are.
But he knows too much. He will tell everyone.
No one's going to believe him. He's a fraud.
Wait. A fraud? What do you mean?
His book. It was bullshit. He's not the ghost. He's just some loser.
I tried to tell you.
El Toro raises his brows.
You lied to me?
Well, no, you just assumed.
I was going to write songs about you.
All right, let's go.
Beautiful songs!
Okay, if he starts singing, shoot him.
Got it.
Something about this just doesn't feel right.
You're telling me. Who do you know in the State Department anyway?
I'm talking about Rosa. I mean, if El Toro was going to kill me, how do I know she's going to be all right?
Probably won't be.
Sam eyes the agent driving in the rearview mirror. He gets out his phone and records.
But you guys are going to help her out, right?
She's DEA. Different team.
But she's making a difference.
She's making a mess. Why do you think we made the last DEA agent assigned here eat a C4 sandwich, huh?
In El Toro's camp.
My parents died when I was a little boy. In many ways, El Toro has been like a father to me. Just as he will be to all of our people.
This country needs a change.
Yes, it does. Thanks for waiting.
If you actually want my help, it was worth the wait.
Well, I can assure you that my plans won't work without you. Let's go.
Don't look at him. Come on.
At the airport.
Gotta say, I read the book. Real page turner.
Flight leaves in 20 minutes. Get on it and never come back.
No. I'm not leaving until I know Rose is okay. You might not have her back, but I do.
Why?
Because she had mine.
Wait, you won't stop me?
This is going right to the New York Times.
Why do you think we made the last DEA agent assigned here eat a C4 sandwich, huh?
You know, Larson, you may have everybody else fooled, but we both know you're a fake. So get your ass on that plane and get back to writing other people's stories.
Or I could start living my own.
He slugs the other agent repeatedly, then kicks Cleveland in the groin and shoves him into luggage. The other agent pulls a gun.
Final chapter. You rot in jail.
Get everyone back! Official government!
Sam slaps the gun aside, ejects the clip, and flings it at Cleveland. Cleveland reaches for his gun. Sam flips him and takes the weapon and aims it at the other agent.
Keys. Final chapter. I save the girl.
Sam hits the other agent in the throat and runs off. Words appear. Mission. Save the girl. He backs away in the CIA SUV. The agents arrive. Sam spins the vehicle and speeds off.
You know? He might actually be the ghost.
At the camp, in a tent, Rosa stands on a crate, hands bound and a noose around her neck.
Masovich was a very smart businessman. He kept a very tight lid on all his drug trafficking routes. So much so that General Ruiz didn't even know how he did it. But you, you are the woman that's been studying him for the last 5 years. Watching every movie that he makes. So, you know it all.
He taps the crate.
You know. Just like you know, that he ran a billion-dollar business. An empire. That I am going to run. And you are going to help me.
Sam parks in a dirt road. He opens the tailgate.
Bedroll. We get some rope. Tactical vest.
He opens a case with wires, tape, and batteries.
C4.
One last time, who are the suppliers, the dealers, and what are his drug trafficking routes?
Masovich's drug trade dies with him.
Okay. So you're gonna have to die with him too.
Vida!
The vehicle accelerates toward the gate. It plows through the gate and clips a post, collapsing a hut. It passes El Toro's tent, breaks through a fence, and comes to rest on a hill. The rebels creep toward it. One opens the driver's door. The dummy sits in the seat. Ropes are tied to the steering wheel. In a vest, Sam marches through the gate. He clicks a small device. He hurries and clicks it. One of the rebels spots the C4. Subtitles. Chapter 17. Sam slaps the device. He turns toward the explosion on the other side of the camp.
Okay, you're not gonna talk. One shooter. Take out your gun and shoot her!
Juan looks up at her. She shakes her head.
Sometime this week!
This isn't like you.
A leader has to make hard choices, and a soldier must follow orders. Now, come on! No more wet blanket! Be a man! Be a man!
He aims at her.
No one. Be your own man.
El Toro closes his eyes. Juan trains his gun on El Toro.
Saving your ass. Not a big thing.
Okay.
El Toro kicks the crate, grabs Juan's gun, and drives a knife in his side. Sam holds up Rosa. Juan falls. Sam shoots the taut rope. El Toro and Sam aim at one another. Rosa loosens the noose. Juan charges. El Toro spins Juan and holds the knife to his throat.
Never bring a knife to a
gunfight. The knife protrudes from Sam's shoulder.
You brought a knife to a gunfight!
El Toro aims at Rosa.
Oh!
Come on, come on, come on.
You follow me, she dies.
They back out of the tent.
Pare! Oye, mátalo! Come on!
They head for a helicopter.
The ghost can't save her. But you can.
Sam pulls out the knife.
Get me to the capital! I need to address my nation! I am a forgiving man! I'm gonna give you one last chance to tell me what I need to know!
She looks over his shoulder. Sam runs from the tent. Arturo watches Sam subdue a rebel. He throws her in the helicopter and climbs in. It lifts off. Sam leaps in. Sam chokes El Toro.
McRib is back.
Okay, I surrender.
Really?
Yeah.
El Toro digs his thumb in Sam's wound. He kicks him. Sam dangles from the skid. Rosa and El Toro grapple with the gun. The pilot is hit. Rosa headbutts El Toro. He drops the gun, then kicks Rosa toward the door.
Give me your hand!
El Toro pushes the pilot out and takes the yoke.
Climb up!
I'm trying!
El Toro glances at them. He flies the chopper lower. Sam avoids the tops of trees. Sam hangs on with one hand. Jaw set, El Toro flies toward a tall tree.
Yeah! Here comes a bigger one!
A palm looms ahead.
No!
He pulls himself up. Rosa drags him in. The tail hits the palm. The gun glides along the deck. The ship spins. Smoke rises from the tail rotor. El Toro struggles with the yoke. He retrieves the gun and gets out of his seat. Sam grabs his gun hand and punches him. With one hand on the frame, El Toro braces his feet on the skid. Sam raises his hands. Rosa rolls and kicks the gun. In slow motion, they watch it flip and land in Sam's hand. He fires.
I knew you were the ghost.
El Toro falls into the jungle. Rosa flips switches and grabs the yoke.
It's all good, we're going down!
We gotta jump!
Are you insane?
It's better to jump than to crash, trust me! We just have to wait for the right moment!
Now?
He scans the treetops. They surface, then swim off.
Thank you.
He puts a finger to her lips.
Call me the ghost.
How about I break your finger if you ever shush me again?
You popped my knuckle there.
I'm never going to call you the ghost. But how about Sam?
Sam works. Or Bacon Bits. Sam and Bacon Bits, that's it though.
General Ruiz arrives in a jeep driven by a guard.
Well, all three kings of Caracas are dead. I guess you are an assassin after all.
Wasn't exactly my plan.
And yet I have to thank you. Eliminating El Toro set the stage perfectly for my coup. Now all I have to do is eliminate the final players.
Is there anybody in this country who doesn't want to kill me?
A sniper shot kills the guard.
Huh?
A second drops Ruiz. A man in a mask steps from the slender trees. He removes the mask.
Amos?
An old contact of mine from the State Department told me that you are having a hard time down here, so...
So you were the one who called in the favor? So the CIA would pull me out?
I thought you were just an analyst for the Mossad.
Yeah. Maybe I changed some of the details. The Venezuelan general was in 84. And apparently another one was taken out this year.
You mean you're the...
Amos puts his finger to Sam's lips.
Oh, thanks. How are you, Mom?
I know you're good for it.
You did it.
No, you did it.
Actually, Amos...
They look around. Amos is gone.
Bad ass.
She nods and follows. Words appear 6 months later at the palace, subtitles. Someone once told me that to be a good leader, you have to know when to make the hard choices. But when you listen to the needs of the people, the choices are always easy. From the podium, Juan looks at Rosa in the audience. Cleveland shakes his head.
Something tells me we're going to have a hard time controlling this guy.
The other agent looks around.
Gotta hate the ghosts.
In a studio.
I love the ghost.
Liar, fraud, phony. Name Sam Larson used to be called, but now he's simply known as a best-selling novelist. Sam, welcome.
Hi, Katie.
Your new book, A Ghost in Columbia, is already a bestseller in the fiction category. But what I found fascinating is so many things that happen in this book draw a distinct parallel to recent events in Venezuela.
Sam eyes her copy of the book.
What are you asking?
Is this book actually fiction?
Kylie watches. Sam, sporting a beard, licks his lips.
Katie, I'm here to say that it is absolutely not true.
Kylie smiles. Sam raises his brows. Words appear. New mission. The cursor blinks. Cut to black. Type credits appear. Directed by Jeff Wadlow. Screenplay by Jeff Morris and Jeff Wadlow. Story by Jeff Morris. Kevin James. The words are enveloped in other words filling the white page. Words disappear. True Memoirs of an International Assassin remains. Produced by Ted Sarandos. Kevin Frakes. Todd Garner. Produced by Raja Collins. Justin Bernier. Executive producers. Pauline Fisher. Sarah Bremner. Mark Fasano. Ankor Rumta. Guy Rydell. Director of Photography. Peter Lyons Collister. ASC. Production designer. Toby Corbett, edited by Sean Albertson, ACE. Kim Coates. Maurice Comte. Zule Hanau. Andrew Howard. Ron Rifkin. Yul Vasquez. PJ Byrne. Kellen Coleman. Leonard Earl Howes. Rob Riggle. And Andy Garcia. Casting by Justine Hemp and Susan Paley Abramson. Music by Ludwig Gordonson. The white page is filled with letters becoming completely black. Production sound mixer. Michael Coffey, Cough, CAS. Post sound services provided by Wildfire NYC. Sound designer and re-recording mixer. Leslie Schatz. Sound effects editor, Daniel Ward. Credits continue.
Do you mind if I read a passage from your book? Killing became easy for me. I told myself that I was making the world a better place, but in my heart of hearts, I knew the truth. I was addicted to death. I was addicted to death. The ghost. The ghost 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 addicted to death. Are you still addicted to death? Break it down, Sam.
Break it down. Can I, you know, can I just, I just, before we start, I just got to the... No, Sam, we're live. Break it down now. Is there a bathroom? Do they have a bathroom? Do they know it? And then the outside, is there a bathroom out here?
We're actually live.
I know, but I this is also live, and I gotta make it happen. Is there... Shut the door, run. Shut the door.
Allison, is that him running? And now he's apparently getting into a cab.
Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.